Picking it with Kay and Clay. 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 Hey everybody, thank you for watching or listening to Kicking It with Kay and Clay. I am your girl Kay Marie, and it is March, and we are starting a new series. So the month of March, we're going to be talking about self-care, and it's a reason why I'm dressed like an exercise garb is because I just came from exercise class, and I want to give a shout out to Portia, the owner of Studio 88 Pole Fitness in Farmington, because she showed me so much love. So this is a freebie advertising for her. So if you're like in the Metro Detroit area, the studio is Studio 88 Pole Fitness in Farmington Hills. She not only focused on, you know, the pole fitness, like today, I just came from class. I did two classes today, and it was the twerk cardio. Y'all look, that's a workout, ladies. That is a workout. I think somebody in class said she burnt like 1,000 calories. 1,000. Okay. We were twerking. We were working. You know, I have so much respect for people who, you know, do that pretty much for a living and stuff, because it takes work. It takes work. It takes strength and everything. So we did the twerk cardio today, and we did sultry stretch and core. You know, it's just basically like a sexy yoga and Pilates like mixture of stretching and in a workout. It's my arms are so sore, y'all. You just don't know. But this is part of my self-care. I make sure that physically I take care of my body. You know, I watch what I eat. I'm on that WW Weight Watchers, and it's working really good. I'm losing weight. I'm feeling great. So, but that's part of my self-care. And I know that, you know, that word has been thrown around a lot the past several years. You know, it's becoming one of those nonchalant words. Oh, self-care. What did that really entail? So we're going to be talking about that all this month. And today we are going to be talking about the physical aspect, the physical practices and routines of self-care. Again, this, you know, part of mine is exercise and making sure that I take care of my body so I can be on this earth for a long time without any, if I can help it, without any ailments or anything like that. So today we have a health coach, Tiara Scott, and I am going to introduce her, y'all. You're in for a treat. So Tiara grew up in the small town of Lake City, South Carolina, surrounded by a large family. As a child, she enjoyed playing games of doctor, which one of her older brothers, but knew from a young age that she didn't want to pursue that she didn't want to pursue medical school. So in 2010, she ventured to the upstate to attend Clemens University and earn her Bachelor of Science degree in Biological Sciences and a minor in Microbiology in 2014. I like that. She's a smart girl, y'all. She's smart. Tiara is super passionate about health education and is currently a Master of Public Health candidate at A.T. Steele University. After kicking off her own personal wellness journey in 2016, she started to explore the idea of becoming a health coach, but didn't actually pursue the certification until late 2018. Tiara is a certified health coach through the American Council of Exercise and is also an American Heart Association basic life support CPR instructor. She's not focused on school. Most of Tiara's time is spent teaching wellness and CPR classes, coaching clients, and making aromatherapy products. Okay, yeah, we got to talk about that. I like that. I love aromatherapy. Her mission is to help others achieve their wellness goals and become the best version of themselves. She enjoys reading books, watching superhero movies, and spending time with her many nieces and nephews. She is also a dog mom to her super energetic cockapoo, Nala. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to the show, Tiara Scott. Hi, Tiara.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Oh, yay. Good. So that is a very impressive bio there. So microbiology?
Yes. So I really love microorganisms. Mm. I would say being a public health student right now in the middle of a pandemic, like, of course, the pandemic's been rough for this last year, but it's also been super exciting for me because, I mean, that's my long-term goal. Like, I really want to work with infectious diseases. Mm. I decided to get my minor in microbiology after taking a few classes. I was like, ooh, I actually like this, which is weird, but it is what it is.
I like that. So you're in there. I've always liked looking, prefer the microscope over the telescope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that, you know, because it's kind of cool. You know, you're looking at the slides at different, like you said, organisms, and it is, that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
You would just be surprised at just what's out there, you know, and, you know, how nasty things can be, or just the little things that we do in general. It's just like, whoa.
Like what? Tell us some stuff.
Just, you know, people don't clean their phones. Mm. And your phone, you touch your phone all day. Your phone gets placed on countertops and things like that. Door handles are usually not things that people clean when they're cleaning their house. So you touch the door handle. The bathroom, like, I always close my toilet seat because, you know, you flush and it's just like, ooh.
Yes.
That's why, like, what?
That's why I have the toothbrush in the medicine cabinet.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, it's the little things that people don't think about. And even just, you know, right now in the pandemic, you know, with wearing a mask, people get so upset about wearing the mask. But, you know, in our normal activity and just what we're doing, us talking and breathing, we're always breathing out virons and putting them in the air. You know, a sneeze puts out about 40,000 virons in the air per sneeze. Wow. So, you know, in a normal day, we're infecting everybody. And then you have this, you know, something like this going on. It's just those little things. But hopefully, what I'm hoping is that just from us experiencing this year, some of the habits will stick and they won't have to worry about as many things. So
do you think, like, even, or do you think wearing a mask should stick? Or do you think that's just a little, it might be a little extreme once we contain or become immune to the coronavirus?
I feel like once we get it managed, we may be able to step away from masks.
Okay.
But I think it's just kind of also one of those things when you look at, you know, flu season, our flu numbers have been down because everybody's wearing a mask. So you're not really, you know, you're minimizing those opportunities to be contagious. Well, you're going to be contagious, but infect other people. So me personally, like, I don't love wearing a mask because I have asthma. But then I also think about just the fact, you know, I'm not breathing in whatever anybody else is, you know, breathing out. So that kind of trumps my discomfort wearing the mask.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, I mean,
it's sacrifice. You know, we all have to sacrifice. And okay, I could say something, but I'm not, because that's going to get into something else. But so do you think, before we get on to, you know, our self-care, well, it's kind of part of self-care.
It's self-care, really.
Yeah. But do you think that it's going to be sometime soon?
No. So I think that, you know, we're definitely in a space when you think about physical care, you know, a lot of the times people before this weren't talking about, you know, physical care and the things that you can do every day just to maintain your health in general. So everything that's being advised and put out isn't really anything different than what you should be doing on a regular basis. You know, you should be getting sleep and washing your hands and those kind of things, staying away from people when you're sick, which people, for whatever reason, don't like to do. I think that right now, people are experiencing so much fatigue from having to stay away from people, and there's, you know, the social disconnect that's happening. So people are just like, you know, at this point, if I get it, I get it. And I think when you have that mentality out there where people are either, you know, they're just, I don't care, or they're not getting tested, it's going to make it harder to contain it. I think we're getting in a better place. The numbers are dropping. But it's going to be a while. I think we probably have at least another 6 months to a year. I mean, if you get into the whole, like, you know, semantics of vaccines and how people feel about vaccines right now, we were already having issues with other vaccines. So people feel comfortable to take the COVID vaccine. It's just kind of like, okay, yeah. So I think it's going to be at least another 6 to 12 months. I'm hoping that it goes by faster, but I mean, you just
got the Spanish flu, if I'm not mistaken, didn't that really, it took about,
it was about a year.
2 years, wasn't it? Like a good 2 years?
Good 2 years or so.
Yeah.
And I mean, even with, when you look at like SARS, you know, China really just started lifting some of the sanctions that they had in place after SARS, and that was years ago. And they just started lifting those in the last 2 or 3 years, where they're kind of scaling back those regulations and how they've been asking people to maintain themselves. So, I mean, it really depends on the people. And I think that's the part that people fail to realize, is like, it's up to us to get out of this box.
It is. And like you said, a lot of people, you know, to being confined or some restrictions, because here in Michigan, not too long ago, I think it was February 2nd, the governor opened up like bars and restaurants, but only at like 25% capacity. So, you know, so, you know, we still living like on a limited. And then you have people like me, is, you know, kind of skittish. I'm like, I don't want to, because that's how it came back around again, you know, when they opened up the bars and stuff, you know, people, you know, being carefree and all that kind of stuff. Then the second wave came, and it's just like, oh my gosh, I'm tired of this. I used to be a traveler, you know, I'm gonna go back to travel, but
I actually set a goal for myself, and one of my self-care things for 2019 was to go on a trip every quarter. And I'm so glad I did that, because 2020 was definitely a bust. Like, everything we had planned, we had to cancel. So, and now it's just like, you know, we want to start planning trips. My friends and I, we're turning 30. So we wanted to do this Dirty 30 world tour. And it's just like, are we going to make it on our tour?
You know, whenever it's over, just, you know, just make up for it. You know, when, if you're,
I definitely think that's 30, you know, what we're going to end up doing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like I tell people right now, you know, it's good to sacrifice right now. It's only temporary. It's only temporary. It's true. So we can get back to doing the things that we are accustomed to doing. So in your bio, it mentioned that you had a personal, your own personal wellness journey in 2016. What was that?
Yes. So for me, it was all about the self-care. I realized that I had just got just really out of shape, and I just wasn't comfortable with the way things are going and how I was feeling at the time. And I feel like I'm kind of cycling back through and about to start a new one right now, because pandemic has definitely made me lazy. But I just, you know, kind of realized, like, I don't really love how I feel. And I think that kind of just having that moment to think about is, okay, well, what can I actually do and take responsibility for, control, and make differences? So I joined a group fitness class. I started running every day, which is pure craziness for me. I was actually working two jobs in 2016, too. It was just a crazy time. So I would, like, work my first job. I would go to the gym before I went to my first job, like at 6 or 5:30, go to work, go to my second job. Go to sleep. On the days I didn't go to my second job, I was running, really just kind of pushing myself. I did a fast, and I always participate in Lent, even though I'm not Catholic. And I decided that year that I was going to give up fast food.
Okay.
And it was really hard for me, because I love French fries.
That's but it was eye-opening with the golden arches.
Right, the golden arch is toxic, but it's so good. It's so good. But yeah, I actually had this whole moment where I had found some, I had some food that I had from some different fast food restaurants, and I just kind of watched it over a couple of weeks, and it didn't decay, it didn't get moldy,
oh, wow,
or anything. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like if this is how this food looks and it's just sitting out, you know, it's so well preserved, what is this looking like in my body? And that made me just change the way I was eating and how I just kind of focused on myself. And as I was learning things and really just evolving myself personally, people would just start asking me questions about things like, oh, like how are you, you know, you got so much energy and, you know, what have you been doing? And I was like, you know, I was really enjoying sharing my experience and helping people. And I was just like, maybe I want to be a health coach. Maybe I want to do more in health education. Because at the time I thought I just wanted to work in a lab possibly. Like that was my goal.
Okay.
But yeah, it kind of shifted my focus and made me realize like, hey, I want to do more with actually helping people and being more hands-on. And it kind of kickstarted me to where I am now. It pushed me in that direction.
That's awesome. Self-care is what I'm very passionate about as well. I was going to be like a health and wellness coach or, you know, start programs, different mm-hmm. cities and stuff like that. But girl, that college tuition. I am not getting in that, but
it's a real struggle.
Yeah. So it's very near and dear to my heart, especially for our people,
mm-hmm.
because we don't take much advantage of it. And because of that, we suffer a lot. You know, we're always the highest in this category when it comes to ailments and, you know, diseases and stuff like that. And all it takes is just some good self-care.
Right. I think that when you're thinking about, you know, just physical self-care in general, people fail to realize in any aspect of self-care, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of others. And I think that's like a really big thing in our community. Like we want to be there for mm-hmm. everybody, especially within our families. And it's just like, you know, for me, it was like, if I don't get myself to a point where I'm healthy, how can I help my parents who mm-hmm. are older? And, you know, when you look at diseases like hypertension, diabetes mm-hmm. and things like that, a lot of times we are dismissive to the fact that if we do make those minor changes, if we're just eating healthier, if we're exercising, we're just going to sleep, those things do so much good for our bodies that we can get to a point where we either, you know, break those generational curses, yeah. which, you know, we think we're predisposed to, or even just get ourselves to a point where we don't need the medication that we're prescribed, yeah. you know. And traditional medicine, a lot of times, you know, we're prescribed medicine before we're given, you know, that prescriptive take care of yourself.
The preventive, you know, yeah. measures of it instead of just masking or, right. you know, the ailment. Yeah.
And that's what I love about public health, because that's the goal of public health is like, you know, that prevention education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can, if you just take the chance and, you know, take those steps to take care of yourself, you don't need a lot of the stuff that we end up thinking that we needing, and you know, we can be fine. And I think if we just take those steps or just get more comfortable with that, then there's a lot that can be accomplished.
So can you just talk about, so those of people who are listening, you know, especially again, those in our community, what do those steps look like?
So I have like 8 little mini tips of self-care that I wanted to share today. But I'm going to start at the bottom. So some of the most simplest things that we can do is really just have those moments where we have a spa day. You know, a lot of times we think the grind doesn't stop. We got to keep going. You know, we don't take sick days. We don't take PTO. But one of the things I had to learn early on as a professional, and I used to work for a nonprofit at one point, is, you know, if I pass out today, somebody else is going to be doing that job tomorrow.
Yes.
If needed. Like, there's no need for me to burn myself all the way out for this job that if I have to step away or if I'm not doing, you know, the quality of work that I'm capable of, mm-hmm. they're not going to have any problem with letting me go.
None. Not at all. None.
Not at all. Because I'm not helping them in the health of their business and what's going yeah. on. So I think you have to think of yourself as a business and to say, okay, well, what am I doing to contribute to my bottom line and my effectiveness? Mm-hmm. So like this week I had a spa week. I went and I got me a 90-minute massage on Monday. Mm. I had a 60-minute massage and a facial on Wednesday. Yes. I got stretched on Friday. And I felt fabulous. And I think we don't take enough of those moments to just pause and have those self-care days in general when it comes to physical care. And it doesn't even have to be anything big. You know, maybe you just spend a day, you know, you go for a walk mm-hmm. during lunch or you just take that day for yourself, a mental health day, whatever it is, like it all overlaps.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep, you know, we think, you know, team, no sleep. I sleep when I'm dead. You're going to end up dead if you're not going to sleep and you're not going to be able to use anything that you are working for. And as adults, we need 7 to 9 hours of sleep. That's mm-hmm. when our bodies reboot. Okay. It's when our brains just kind of, you know, connect everything that we've done during the day, how we work through processes in the back of our mind. Like, you need that time to sleep.
Okay.
And people forfeit that and they feel the rise. Like, when you don't get enough sleep, like, all the stuff with physical care works together. So, if you're not taking care of your physical body, eventually you start to wear yourself down in your mental, you know, body, mm-hmm. your ability to, you know, focus and be social and, you know, your occupational. It all kind of goes together. Drinking water.
Mm.
People hate water, but water is so good for you. My goal is always to try to drink at least like half my body weight in ounces.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Half your body weight. Yeah.
But then you have people like, my goal is to be like Gabrielle Union. She drinks like four gallons or liters, one of those mm-hmm. every day. Gabby looks beautiful.
She's older than I am, and she looks good.
Right. Her skin is popping. Like, she just looks lovely. And when you drink water, people don't realize sometimes, you know, as we get older, we are socialized away from knowing our hunger cues. So sometimes you can be thirsty and you think you're hungry. So you should probably grab water first. And that water, you know, is good for detoxifying your body and just keeping you hydrated. Your whole body would be happy because you don't drink enough water, you get dehydrated, and it's just a miserable time.
I know the importance of water. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of us don't like the effects of it. Going to the bathroom every 2 minutes. Do that eventually subsides or...
So I learned the hard way how to drink more water because I was drinking way too much and I had like a 45-minute commute and I was like, oh, this is dangerous. So I did some research on it and basically what you're supposed to do is slowly increase your water over time. So if you're only drinking, you know, 16 ounces, a bottle of water a day, you can't go from 16 ounces today and then tomorrow drink 4 liters of water. You just slowly, you know, get your body used to filtering the water and kind of, you know, use it in your body. Also, just breaking it up over time. So don't just gulp the water down at one point during the day. Like, if you just drink a little bit over time over the course of the day, you slowly kind of get a better sense of when you have to go to the bathroom. You can kind of schedule it a little better.
Okay.
So where we're messing up with our water goals is just we're just drinking too much starting off and we're just filling our bladders up and not giving our bodies the time to just really kind of accept and embrace the water. So slowly build your way up versus
I've
just
never heard of that
jumping
Thank
in
you.
There.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It's a game changer. This is a game changer because you drink too much water and just like, oh my gosh, I keep having to go to the bathroom. And then some people don't like the flavor of water, but you know, you can add fruit to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about like the sparkling water, the mineral waters? You recommend those?
You can drink the mineral water. I know a lot of people are drinking the waters with the polarized water. There's like the pH. And I really feel like it really depends on what your goal is. I think in any instance, if you're making changes, especially if you're drinking water with minerals in it or water where
like the alkaline water.
Yeah, like the alkaline mm-hmm. water and everything. You want to make sure that you're talking to your doctor before you make any changes.
Okay.
Especially if you're taking any medication and things like that, because you don't want stuff to interact. And just if any changes you make, make sure you do your research, because some people swear by things and there's like actually no scientific studies to support the benefits of those things. But I do have a friend, she drinks alkaline water faithfully, and she says it works great for her. It makes her feel pretty good. Me, I drink just regular filtered water.
Okay.
But yeah, I think that's just like the one thing with that is just making sure if you're going to drink alkaline water, any kind of water that's been adjusted in any way, if you're taking any medications, get approved first and make sure it's not going to interact. What else is on my list? Exercise. I don't like to exercise. But you actually should be getting like 150 minutes worth of just moderate to intense exercise every week. And that's just good for your heart. It helps you release stress. And I know some people, they jump headfirst into working out with no plan. And that usually, you know, discourages you once you kind of hit a wall. It's like, oh my gosh, like my body's hurting and things like that. So I always recommend starting out small, you know, doing a 15-minute walk or joining a fitness class. So fitness classes are good too, because you don't have to think about what you need to do or how to do it. There's somebody there to kind of walk you through that. Or, you know, getting yourself a personal trainer or a health coach, hey guys, to help you kind of have a plan of what you're going to do and what you plan to accomplish with your exercise. And just tailoring that from day to day. But what I love about exercise, and for me, I work out in the morning because you release endorphins and serotonin and dopamine. And those are hormones and neurotransmitters that actually make you feel good. So with endorphins, it makes you kind of a little less sensitive to pain and puts you kind of in a happy place. And then serotonin and dopamine definitely do that as well. But when you're releasing those, especially in the morning, it kind of helps you just have a more positive outlook on the day. If you have any issues with like,
you know, it does. I can attest to that because one, I'm not a morning person. So I was always accustomed working out like after work, and I still do that. But when I was with a trainer, we would work out about what 5:30 a.m. And yeah, I can honestly say like my day when I was doing that constantly, I could tell a difference. So I am going back to 5:30 classes, but at the fitness pole.
I mean, it definitely makes a difference, and that's why I do it, because I mean, you know, studies have shown it helps if you have issues with like anxiety and depression and things like that. Having that physical exercise, you know, it's not just good for building your body and looking good, it makes you feel good internally as well. And especially in our community, we think about just like, you know, cardiovascular health and just being able to burn fat and not hold on to it. We want to be working out and being active and moving, just get moving. If you're not moving, especially with the pandemic going on right now and you've just been in the house, you know,
working from home,
go outside and go for a walk. For me, I actually bought a little exercise bike from Amazon. It cost me like $200, but it helped when my gym closed down. My gym actually never reopened. And as I just hop on the bike, and I was like, if I'm going to sit here and watch TV and do nothing, I can sit on the bike and ride the bike and watch TV and get my 30 minutes in really quickly. And exercise doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, strength training where you're lifting weights, or we were talking about earlier, you know, upper body, you know, people don't want you just have to find the exercise that fits you, whether it's, you know, fitness class and boot camp or Pilates, yoga, swimming, whatever you get excited about and can actually get yourself up to go out and do, find something that you can stick to and go for it. And it's going to make you feel so much better just from, you know, you're going to look good, you know, feel good. And it just, you know, it's something so simple that you can do just 15 to 30 minutes out of your day.
You're
done.
And it produces multiple benefits.
Multiple benefits with that. And then my other two to three were, you know, eating healthy. You want to make sure that you're getting a balanced diet. And that can be a little challenging sometimes when you think about, you know, how you're taught to cook versus what's actually going to provide you the most nutritional benefits. But there's websites like choosemyplate.gov, and it'll tell you just kind of how you should break things out in your food groups. If you're looking for calorie goals, if you're trying to lose weight, gain weight, maintain weight, it'll tell you how many calories you should eat, how to kind of plan your diet around those calorie goals. And, you know, just really just find a way to kind of be healthy. For me, I'm very picky. I don't love vegetables. I do not. And if people always are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you don't like vegetables, you're a health coach. I don't. But one way I trick myself into getting my servings that I need to have, I make smoothies. So yeah. I do green smoothies, you know, pretty much every day. And that helps me hide my vegetables in and okay. make it balanced. I add my protein in, and I found fun ways just make it taste good, but then hit all my markers I need to hit.
And that could probably work with kids as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yep. Spinach, you barely can taste spinach. You can hide it under anything. Kale and arugula have a more interesting flavor, so they stick out. But spinach actually has a lot of protein in it in itself, so I like to use spinach more so as a base anyway. But, you know, any kind of berry, apples, bananas, strawberries, those have a very good flavor. They're naturally sweet. So you don't really have to add sugar. And that's one of the things you want to be mindful of if you're doing this. Don't go adding sugar. You're going to, if you need to do it, use like a natural agave nectar.
I use a little, I have, because I like my, I like it sweet. I mean, not too sweet, you know, but I use a little bit of raw, you know, organic honey, just a little bit.
Yes. I use honey sometimes as well. Some people will want to use like stevia, like those artificial sugars, but they're not really good for you.
No.
People hype them up because they're, I guess, kind of empty. They're not really as dense when it comes to calories and things. However, it's hard for your body to break them down. So you do better just to use regular sugar at that point.
Right.
just like, why am I going to put this in my body if it's not going to make it angry? Yeah. So I'm not going to do that. But yeah, the honey or the agave nectar is really good to use a sweetening if you must. But most fruits, if you're adding any fruits, will be more than sweet enough. You got that. Yeah. So be careful not to go too high with those. But yeah, that's how I have my vegetables in mine. And then, you know, you can actually buy the little containers of the powdered form of vegetables and fruits and vegetables where you can get your servings. And there's a couple different companies that does those where you can just add them to water or apple juice and then you get your servings of fruit and vegetables per day. But you definitely want to do whatever you can to try to get it from as many raw, unprocessed sources as possible, fresh. Taking a break and just breathing. I meditate sometimes. Okay. And I just feel like I need to relax, especially when you're sitting at a desk.
Oh, girl, yes, I do that. Yeah. I have on my, from time to time at my desk, because, you know, people sometimes, if I can keep my peace, I have the Calm app. And
okay, I have it too.
Yeah, and I meditate and listen to it at my desk. So, yeah, I can attest to that.
Yes, I call it my attitude adjuster because I'm just like, I can't talk to you right now. Let me just breathe. And I like that. I've had a Fitbit, but I have an Apple Watch right now. But a lot of the sports and fitness watches right now have those some version of a breathe app that will take you through guided breathing. And really just the goal of that is just being able to increase the amount of oxygen that you're taking in, because, again, it kind of just helps you relax and like I say, everything ties together when you think about mental, physical, and emotional. So it helps you kind of just take a moment to breathe and refocus and recenter. And I love that. And then with the aromatherapy, because I love some aromatherapy.
Yes.
I diffuse essential oils sometimes. So like lavender, peppermint. I love orange.
Me too.
Lemongrass.
I mix my lemongrass and orange in my diffuser.
Yes. I use Young Living Oils. So they have a couple of different blends. And one of my favorite blends by them is called Valor. And it helps instill like confidence and calm. They have like one called Peace and Calming. And it incites peace and calming. But with aromatherapy, with that, you know, it's so easy to make stuff at home. So I'll make like bath bombs. Mm-hmm. You can make like little soaps. Mm-hmm. I'll make just little simply like little roller oils to put on my arm just to kind of breathe it in during the day. Or I'll put it on my bracelets so that I can just breathe it in. And that is another way just to get your body to naturally relax in just a holistic way to kind of treat some things if you're having issues with your body versus like, oh, let me go take some medicine. So I love doing that with aromatherapy, really just taking a moment to just stop and breathe. Because our body is equipped to do everything we needed to do to heal itself. And for us to just kind of keep moving, we just have to take care of it. And I think that's, you know, one of those lost skills that we're not being taught. It's like, you know, your body will do everything you need it to do. Just take care of it.
I like that. Oh, that was some good tips, Tiara. That was some very good tips.
Thank you.
Know what she's talking about, y'all. Now, so I know you you are a health coach, so I know you have clients. Now, are you only do clients that are local, or do you do virtual?
I do virtual. So my practice is a virtual coaching practice. So I meet with my clients via Zoom. We do just some general work as far as goal setting, and then we talk about what they want to do, what they want to work on, where they are, and then we kind of move from there. And then I also have some just like online curriculum things that I've been working on that I share with them as well, for them to kind of, if you want to do things, something self-paced that you can. So you don't necessarily have to have that one-on-one coaching piece. Anywhere, everywhere.
Oh, see,
if you need help.
Yeah, if you need help, you're listening to this and you love the tips that Tiara has given us thus far, you know that she has so much more knowledge to give. You can look her up on her website. If you're just listening to this, it's tscottwellness.com. And she's on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest with the handle T Scott Wellness. And you can also email her tiara@tscottwellness.com. This has been good.
I'm so excited.
Oh, this has been good. Thank you for coming. And this is going to help. I know this is going to help a lot of people to get started in their wellness journey, and to get started to, you know, taking care of themselves. And again, if you want to have Tiara be your wellness coach, just contact her, and I know she'll be more than happy to do that. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So that was great. It was a great first episode. Okay. Because I'm gonna make this the first episode. So
awesome.
And it's gonna air. You guys know it. It always airs and publish on Wednesdays, you know, all the major streaming platforms, your iHeartRadio, your Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, some everything, okay, Apple Podcasts. And then, but if you want to watch it, you can watch it on our Facebook page, you can watch it on our Instagram page, on our IGTV, and you can watch it on YouTube, you know, Kicking It with Kay and Clay. And we thank you so much. Next week, we're going to have another expert on, and we're going to address another sector of self-care, because what we're going to address in this series is we just addressed the physical. We're going to address the mental and social. That's going to work kind of together. We're going to address the physical and the spiritual. Because like Tiara said, you know, it all works together. It all works together. And the goal is to be your best self, live your best life. So,
and you can.
Yeah, you can. And let your body do what it was created to do. Let it work for you and not against you. So we have to take care of that, right? All right. So thank you so much, Tiara, again. Great. I've learned some things within these 40 minutes. That was great. That was some good stuff. I'm excited. All right, everybody. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our podcast. you know, to spread the word, you know, get it out there, because it's going to help. It's going to help people. And we will see you next week. Okay. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Picking it with Kay and Clay. Picking it with Kay and Clay.